You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning. You're listening to Mint Business News with me, Gopika Gopakumar. Here are the main headlines this morning. Byju's, India's largest edtech startup, plans to fire as many as 4,000 employees in the latest round of layoffs. The move comes within days of the appointment of Arjun Mohan as the company's new chief executive officer for India. The affected workforce will include senior executives, which will reduce the firm's high cost of senior management-related expenses. IT major Infosys is partnering Microsoft to enhance enterprise functions with AI-enabled solutions across multiple industries. Both organizations will bring together their respective artificial intelligence capabilities, Infosys Topaz, Azure OpenAI Service, and Azure Cognitive Services for transitioning to AI from digital. Sri Renuka Sugars has inked a pact to acquire 100% stake in Anamika Sugar Mills for 235 crore rupees. As per a regulatory filing, Sri Renuka will purchase around 5 crore shares for 47 rupees apiece. State-run REC has signed a Memorandum of Understanding with Punjab National Bank to jointly explore the possibility to fund the power sector and infrastructure and logistics sector projects under the consortium arrangement. REC and PNB will partner to co-finance loans amounting to 55,000 crore rupees over the next 3 years. The agreement between Suzlon Energy and Dilip Sanghvi and Associates has been terminated. Hiten Timbadia, the investor group's nominee director on the Suzlon Energy Board, has also resigned. Suzlon said there will be no impact on the company's operations. The integrated metal producer Shyam Metalics has unveiled plans to manufacture battery-grade aluminium foil, a critical component in lithium-ion cells, making a significant step towards contributing to Atmanirbhar Bharat initiative in the battery energy storage domain. Blue Star, as part of its Qualified Institutional Placement Initiative, has acquired a substantial stake in its subsidiary Blue Star Climatech. By subscribing to its rights issue, Blue Star has bought a total of 4.9 crore shares for 49 crore rupees through this move. RBI has approved the appointment of K.N. Madhusudanan as a part-time chairman of Dhanlakshmi Bank. Moody's Investor Service has downgraded the corporate family rating for Anil Agarwal promoted Vedanta Resources in the absence of any meaningful progress on refinancing its upcoming debt maturities. Moody's also downgraded its rating on the firm's senior unsecured bonds issued. IndusInd Bank inked a multi-year global partnership with the International Cricket Council, or ICC, to provide a premium experience to customers, employees and cricket fans. Moving on to markets, Sensex and Nifty were in the red in the opening session amid weak global cues and on selling by foreign institutional investors in the Indian capital markets. Asian markets were trading mostly lower, while the US stock market saw sharp losses overnight as investors worried about high interest rates and the economic fallout. Oil prices climbed as investors weighed expectations of tighter supply against demand concerns. In business term of the day, we look at co-lending. It refers to the coming together of two lending firms to disburse joint loans to the borrowers. Considered to be a major part of the co-financing structure, it's a setup where the banking and non-banking sector join hands in an arrangement for the joint contribution of credit for priority sector lending. With that, it's a wrap on today's edition. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great day. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.